You are listening to the evening news on KPFA and KPFB in Berkeley, KFCF in Fresno, K248BR in Santa Cruz, and KPFA.org with Sharon Sobota. I'm David Rosenberg. The Humane Farming Association is forming a campaign committee to oppose a controversial ballot initiative that would repeal and replace California's current hen housing law. Bradley Miller is the national chair of the association. He talked about the groups pushing the measure and what it would mean if it passes.
We're at odds with the United Egg Producers, which is the leading egg industry trade association, and they have co-opted the Humane Society of the United States in order to overturn Prop 2, which was overwhelmingly approved by voters 10 years ago, that had promised to outlaw cages for laying hens throughout California by 2015. The industry wants to undo that and explicitly legalize these cruel cages until at least the year 2022 or 2024.
So what is it that the industry objects to about Proposition 2? Is it that it costs them more money to implement the changes called for?
The egg industry wants to keep hens as densely packed in factory farms as possible. And the initiative that they are supporting here in California with the co-opted Humane Society of the United States would legalize these cages until 2022 at least. But worse than that, or at least as bad as that, is it would allow egg factories to confine hens to only 1 square foot per hen. Now, Proposition 2, for all of its problems, at least said that the hens should be able to fully spread both wings without touching the side of their enclosure or any other hen. And that would be no less than 216 square inches per hen. The egg industry has convinced HSUS to accept a mere 1 square foot, that's 144 square inches for a bird. And that's extremely inhumane. It allows them to pack thousands of more hens into facilities than which would and should be legally allowed under what was promised with Proposition 2.
That's Bradley Miller of the Humane Farming Association.